This is the Evotel podcast. Frequently asked questions.
Welcome back to some more frequently asked questions with Jonathan. We've already covered what an ISP is with Bradley, but let's talk to one of our insiders here, Matt. Welcome back.
Hi.
Matt works for our ISP relations department, and today, let's just do a quick one here. ISP relations, why do we even have that department at Evotel?
Let me set the foundation here. So the difference between us and an ISP is internet service provider, ISP, provides the internet of our network. So as Bradley already explained, the difference between the two, we are the infrastructure company. We provide the network.
So we're like a highway. They are the cars.
Exactly.
Oh, wait.
Exactly that. So okay. I am the communication channel. ISP is the communication channel between every service provider on our network and Evotel. So
every time I tell a client, I will send an email off to them for you. I'm technically sending it to you.
Yes, you send it to me, and then I have all the connections in every service provider. So if it's a billing query in a certain service provider, I send it to that direct person.
Perfect. And so the ISPs and the FNOs, what role do they play? Like, sure, they're the cars on the highway, but how does that affect us and our business model, and what does that mean for the clients?
So for when you say clients, the internet service providers are Evotel's clients.
Yeah.
The clients for the internet service providers on our network are the day-to-day end users.
Yeah.
So the people in their homes using their Wi-Fi routers, using their internet, those are the ISP's clients.
But they don't have direct contract with us.
They do not.
But just for the record, that doesn't mean we're not willing to help you. Many of you have already spoken to me on social media. We're still there for you guys. Don't worry. However, yes, our ISPs are technically Evotel's clients. What is the value that they then bring to us in that sense? How do they work with us to promote Evotel, to promote themselves, things like that?
So we work together because if they earn money, we earn money. If they have clients, we retain them as a client.
Do we pick favorites amongst them ever?
We do not.
So we are what? So we're supposed to be neutral?
Completely neutral, open access.
Yeah. So when it comes to like the pricing and stuff like that on our networks and stuff like that, we just set a price for the use of our infrastructure. We dropped ours a while ago, right? So
yes.
If clients want to talk to ISPs about billing and stuff like want to talk about billing, they need to talk to ISPs, correct?
That is correct. And it's at the ISP's discretion what price they want to offer the clients. Because like you said, we do offer just a flat rate to every single ISP. And then it's just a case of competitive pricing on the ISP side between each other, what they want to offer the clients.
So since we can't make any recommendations for an ISP in this sense, I always like to tell clients that they should go check out the social media pages of the different ISPs and things, just so that they can get an idea of like what the customer service is going to be. Any insights you could give? Or
yes, I would say do your research. I would also say that oftentimes it's quality over the price. So you can pay for a good service or you could get a really good deal. So it's just about doing your homework.
Well then, thank you very much, Matt.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.